Inside on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Merit Industries, a professional employer organization for HR, payroll, benefits, and workers' comp. MeritResources.com. And the Creamer Law Firm for business law and estate planning. CreamerLaw.com. We get things done.
Welcome back to the News Hour. With us in studio is our friend and businessman, Desmond Adams. Welcome to the News Hour, sir. Good to see you again.
Michael, great to be here.
You're looking like Shaft here today. What's going on? What's going on here? Yeah, hey, in the tease leading up to your visit, I indicated this could very well be one of the last visits we'll have here for some time. I was kind of reflecting on that a little bit today when I was looking at the list of guests we had in the first week that we were on the air with the Business News Hour. That's almost 2 years ago. You were among one of the first people to come on the Business News Hour because we were calling friends and family, anybody that could spend some time with us, say, hey, we got this radio program. Could you spend a little time? And I just want to thank you for doing that, man.
Oh, Michael, it's been a pleasure. I have absolutely enjoyed watching this program grow and flourish and just all of the leaders that have come through this studio to talk to Central Iowa.
It's been wonderful. You know, without being too specific, I kind of alluded to this a little bit ago. You've been spending a lot of time traveling the main roads and county roads here in Iowa. You've been visiting with moms and dads and grands and grandparents and students and teachers and business people. What are you hearing from our friends out there? And I talk to a lot of small business people here in the Des Moines metro and around, but you've been in further places out in southwest Iowa. What are they sharing with you? What are they saying to you when they're talking business?
Michael, I tell you, in very plain language, without all of the either legalese or business talk, It's simply that they feel as though they're treading water. They're not moving forward. The harder they press, the harder they try, there's no silver bullet. And they're really treading water, and it causes a significant frustration, and it's rather difficult for a lot of folks.
Yeah, and when you say difficult for a lot of folks, you know, treading water is one thing, you know, but sinking is another thing. There's a lot of rural communities throughout Iowa that have lost population to urban centers, and, you know, I suspect in many of those towns, there's a lot of folks going, gosh, what are we going to do to stay the course? They got to be concerned about that, I'm sure.
Very, very much so. Very much so.
I saw a statistic. I'm going to pivot here for just a second because I read this just the other day, and I figured that you might be interested in this. Now, one of the things maybe folks don't know about you is that prior to you getting a law degree at Drake University, you have an undergraduate degree there as a teacher, licensed teacher here in the state of Iowa.
I do.
And you spent some time in school?
I have in the Des Moines public school system as a substitute teacher for, on and off for over a few years. Just really enjoy the dealing with the children.
Yeah. So I want to take you to a statistic I saw just the other day about teachers' education and pay. And this really, you know, we spend a lot of time talking about business here. And so this really got to me. And I'm going, this is interesting. This was in the Washington Post. So I'm not making this up. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, in 2012, the nation had about 158,000 kindergarten teachers.
158,000
kindergarten teachers out there. Average salary across the United States was $53,400. Okay?
Okay.
Right. So, meanwhile, in the same article, they were talking about an annual ranking of the top hedge fund managers. I'm not sure what a hedge fund manager really does.
Certainly.
They make a lot of money.
Assets, management.
Right. They found that the 25 most successful pulled in $11.6 billion in 2014.
That's with a B.
Yeah, $1 billion. All right. So, in other words, the 25 men, and they were all men, made about $464 million apiece. That's just a wee bit more than the teachers at $53,400. So, and here in Iowa, you know, educators have tussled with the Iowa legislature trying to get some funding and all these other kinds of things. So, you know, where are we at? What are we doing here?
Michael, I tell you what, those are startling statistics. It's startling. It's challenging to believe. It makes you ask the question, where are our values as a society? What do we, what's important to us? What do we treasure? Do we treasure making as much money as we can, more money than we could ever spend? Or do we treasure our children and furthering and building the foundation and the fabric of our nation to keep going in our legacy? What type of legacy are we building?
Yeah. And because you're a licensed teacher, I thought you'd be interested in that. But because your whole educational career, from getting a GED 100 years ago to a law degree at Drake, I mean, that your center of gravity really is on this whole educational front. And so when I read this about these 25 guys making, $463 million apiece, I'm going, wow, yeah, I think you said it, values.
I think it's all about values. I think what's important to us as a society, what's important to us as our community, to a district, to a state, and overall to the fabric of our nation. I think teachers are indispensable. Everyone remembers their teacher.
Yeah.
They remember that individual that would hug them on the days that they need hugging. I remember a child when I was substitute taught in the Des Moines Public Schools one time. They came up and they said, Mr., they couldn't even get Adams out, and they grabbed my pants leg and they're pulling. And I looked down and they just needed their shoe tied. It's interesting, and one might say, well, what's shoe tying have to do with education? Educators tend to be with your children more than any other adult outside of their mother and father, if they're so fortunate to have them in their life. And they leave massive impressions, indelible impressions. And teachers are put in a position where, unfortunately, they are not celebrated the way that they should be celebrated. They should be honored and celebrated for their service, because they are helping our nation, our state, our communities, and building the next generation to be the absolute best individuals that they can be.
You might even say that they're legacy builders.
I would absolutely say that they're legacy builders. There's not a person walking that does not remember a teacher. Maybe not all of their teachers, but a teacher.
That had that profound experience in their life.
That had that experience, whether it be in elementary, middle, high school, and if you're so fortunate, college. And if you're extremely fortunate, postgraduate school.
Mm-hmm.
But you remember educators. Educators get through. Educators are how we are here.
Yeah. Yeah. I just found that a startling statistic as I was doing a little bit of research earlier today. I thought, I knew you were coming in, so I thought, I knew the teaching background, so I thought, okay, hey, how's this square with where we're going?
Can I mention something real quick?
Yeah, sure.
I had a teacher in seventh grade. I believe it was seventh grade, and her name was Terry Hanks. It's no longer Terry Hanks, but she's a Facebook friend now.
Really?
Yes, many, many years later. Go figure. Technology,
cool.
It is cool. And I remember Terry Hanks, Miss Terry Hanks at the time, was an incredible teacher, profoundly impactful in my life. And I remember how wonderful of a smile she had every day, very optimistic. But I also recall that she had to leave. She left the employment with the school in which I was at. And now get this. In seventh grade, I remember the reason that she left was because she did not make enough money to survive and to do well for her and her family. So she went on to another type of employment. I remember that at seventh grade, that impacted me. Now, I had no idea what my future would bring.
Right.
I did not know that, I would go down the road of dropping out of high school, nor the road of graduating and securing a doctorate of law, jurisprudence from Drake University Law School. But what I did know early on was that educators, for some reason, didn't make enough money to remain educators.
Huh.
Now, to learn that lesson
in seventh grade. Yeah.
It's impactful. Yeah. I don't know what it says, but it says something. And I think it says whatever it says very loudly.
Well, and not to get, wax too eloquently here, but the fact of the matter is, if that impacted a seventh grader, think about how that reality may impact adults today, no matter where they happen to be.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and it really would. Desmond, thanks so much for spending the last almost 2 years here on the studio. Twice a month, you come in, share your wisdom and stuff.
Well, Michael, this has been an absolute joy. Thank you for having me.
It's been a good time. Desmond Adams, ladies and gentlemen, you'll learn more about Desmond Adams at desmondadams.com as soon as that website gets up, I'm sure. And everybody can say, hey, I know that guy. He's been on the radio before here for the last 2 years. We're going to step aside. We've got the Wall Street Report for you. Then Brian Himeseth is going to be joining us. We're going to be talking about the Global Insurance Accelerator on the NewsHour.
Just a small town girl. took the midnight train going.